And if you give too much, you know, people get bored. How would I tell you? All right. Hagitavoch, everyone. We're so lucky we have the one and only Shmuley Unger.
It's nice to be here. Fitcher,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you gotta talk in the mic. Everybody wants to hear
you.
Oh,
I gotta hold the mic.
Yeah.
Otherwise.
I'll go like this.
Cool.
Hagitavoch, hagitavoch. A freilichavoch.
That's why we're here. We're actually here to make everybody freilach, everybody simchadik, everybody outside that asks me, oh, who fitcher, who are you having this week? Shmuley Unger. Everybody's excited.
And 3 weeks from tonight is Purim.
Okay, so we can start making simcha. What's something good for Matzah Shabbos?
Avremuz, what's it called?
That's a good one. Everybody sing along. By now I'm sure you guys washed, ready for Lav Malka. Here we go.
1, 2, 3. Amoinu moyam herot chale. B'dizchu leyam echo v'kuro eftegale. Yamoin moyom meirot chale. B'dizchu leyam echo v'kuro eftegale. Yamoinu moyom meirot chale. B'dizchu leyam echo v'kuro eftegale. Yamoinu moyom meirot chale. Tziyoin, tziyoin, temale meyam ele. Kiryas, melech rov, obonale. Tziyoin, tziyoin, temale meyam ele. Kiryas, melech rov, obonale. Ben mezoy kham tsvi yesel yo hanovi jakein de jage ben mezoy kham tsvi yesel yo hanovi
putting me on the spot.
I know the words. Obovonale, utziyon, utziyon, male meyamele, kiryas, melech rov, obovonale, uishagin deshagin, bein mezoy cham tzvi, uyesel yohu, havavan lovo.
Thank you for all our listeners. Thank you to COL, COL Live. Thank you to Vasis Nayas, all our viewers on all these websites. Thank you very much for viewing us every single week. and Yeshiva World and Gruntig and Matziv and
Jewish Tidbits.
Yeah, and now they're sending it to Israel too, Kikara Shabbat.
Matziv is in New York or is in Israel?
I think that's here.
Matziv is
all over. They could watch it here, they could watch it in
Israel. All these websites, you know, we so appreciate you, all of you out there. I don't know the names, but whatever you mentioned.
Umayim, L'chaim.
L'chaim, L'chaim.
Okay, Shmile, so I'll tell you what. First of all, tell us, is this your first time in Crown Heights?
It's not my first time in Crown Heights, no. It's not my first time in Crown Heights. I've been there a few times. I don't think I ever sang here? Or what do you say? I don't know.
Sung performed here.
Performed here. I have been to weddings. Actually, my wedding was supposed to be here.
Wow.
In Razak?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, but I don't know, just I got a different plans. I must tell you, know, when I was growing up, I'm not too old. I'm 26. When I was growing up, there was no entertainment like this, Matzah Shabbos. We didn't have much entertainment. We didn't do anything. Maybe we would go out. I grew up in Monroe, so Muncie was like an outing for us. Matzah Shabbos, we would go to Muncie. My father would take us. We went for pizza, but there was nothing like to watch out there. So it's nice what you're doing.
Oh,
yes.
Sure, yeah.
So the other ones with Benny Friedman and Yossi Green.
Oh, Zachar Latif.
Yes, it's Gavaldig. They didn't have such nice packages.
Oh, wow.
Yes, it's a nice, right?
It's a really nice one. You guys can see this on camera.
Yeah, I think they can see
it. It's a shine and it's glanced.
Ruch Hashem.
You wear this every Shabbos?
Sometimes. I wear it sometimes. It's a little,
always.
Is this
considered in style?
I don't know. My wife is always be with style. I don't know. I wear whatever I like. Yeah, she's trying to get me a new shawl. You see, this is my shawl.
Wow.
And I like this one, but she wants a Calvin Klein, the best she wants.
Well, they have a schiss, you know, to make something for our, for the Hamish Yidden.
Yes.
And where do you live now?
I live in Brooklyn, a bar park.
Wow, so not such a big drive.
No. It took us 20 minutes the way here, and I was looking for parking. What's going on?
There's no parking this week. This Shabbos in Crown Heights, no stuck-in parking, and if you're here Friday, you can't drive around. Everything is like...
What's going on? What's this tradition?
This is Chav Beis Shvat. For those who don't know,
Chav
Beis Shvat, it is Rebbe's in Yahrzeit. And because of this, so all the shluchos from all around...
Coming in, all the cops all over. I couldn't even park by a pump. I saw this cop looking at me, like waiting for me to step out of my car to walk over.
But the cops are here, Baruch Hashem, this is their place. You know, they hear not only Chav Beis Shvat, but
all the time?
Chav Beis Shvat, they do other things besides giving tickets.
Uh-huh.
So okay. We appreciate their help.
Yes.
Wow. And how many years are you singing?
I've been singing since I know myself. I've been singing in Chaydir, I've been singing
and professionally,
in camp. Like, professionally, I've been singing for 2 years, 3 years maybe. Yeah. 3 years, I would say 3 years. I really got
so
out
So you
there.
Started as a bocher?
Yes, I started as a bocher. In my circles, I don't know, by you, by the Chabad people, you can do whatever you want, just as long as it's a shlichus, it's all right.
Exactly.
And by us, it's not so popular to, as a bocher should sing. You get married, and then you start looking for work. But my Zayda, Pastor Ray recently, he always told me, the Rambam says, "Kordem yitakerem, nuchdem yisuishu." First you got to make money, exactly. Then you marry. And, you know, he was always...
You hear, Chevre? It's not such a big sin. The Rambam says it mefurish. So
yeah.
So
he always supported me. He said, "Go out, work, find work." So
especially if it's also a shlichus.
Yes, it is. It is. So it's very. Yeah, singing is very satisfying. Very satisfying. You know, if you love what you do, it's a good bakantavot. Sure. If you love what you do, you don't work a day in your life. And Baruch Hashem, we're fortunate. Wow. To do what we love. Anyway, so
it's
yes.
It's a matone from Hashem, so we try to use it in the best way that we could. And that's why we're here.
Yeah.
Okay, so first we're going to sing one of your very popular songs.
Let me guess. Emes?
Oh, yeah. I got a lot of requests for this one, even before we got onto the show. So, and that's why it's, you know, even my family, the Azulays, they asked, if you have him, you have to sing the song. It's, you know... So, yeah. Dedicated to them.
Baruch Hashem.
Okay, here we go. We
gotta
find.
Used to this mic stand. I'm just
you can
used
hold
to
it if you want. I know, but it's cool to have the mic stand and to use it the way.
Matzah Shabbos is a very weird feeling. I'm wondering if it's just by me, it's by everybody else. It's like the Matzah Shabbos feeling, you know. Everybody.
Is it a
like,
good feeling?
It's always. always different. It's always like not in the mood and having heartburn and just deal with people. But yes, this is nice. This is nice here. I'm having a good time. I'm gonna hold the mic like this. I think it's comfortable.
Okay, are we ready?
Yes, we're ready.
Are we live?
Awa!
The first time I heard that song, I was like dancing. Emes v'emuna, Emes v'emuna. I don't know who it is. It could be someone in the Kovet Chof B'Shvat is here. I'm not sure. Okay, we're going to go for the Chevra. Now we're going to sing a song, a slow song, more for Kumzit style. Stick this down two notes. Okay. Fitch.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes, the green.
The best, absolute best. One of my favorite songs.
Mine too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's a nice warm message. Second
Again, we meet again.
My father is he passed away in Toshin Samhei. He couldn't sing. My father couldn't sing. It's not like a problem if somebody can't sing, you know. If somebody can sing, it's a mala.
It's a matune.
It's a matune, exactly. It's a talent. It's not like something you need. So he couldn't sing, and but my mother could sing. My mother sang. She grew up in Australia, and she sang there as a child. And I remember growing up, she would sing to me Matzah Shabbos. She would sing. Maybe it's a Bakanta song. She went to Chabad. So maybe it's a Chabad song. I don't know. It goes, the Shabbos is going away.
Yeah.
This guy, you know the song?
It's not a Chabad song, but they sing it here a lot.
You sing it here a lot? Let's do it. It's nice. Let's see if I remember that. I didn't sing the song probably since 1998.
You sing it, I'm going to play a little. I don't know if I know it so well, but I'll follow you.
Not so. The Shabbos is... Are we good with this one? The Shabbos is going away. The sky is getting dark, it's the end of the day. Oh Shabbos, you really should know. We're sorry to see you go. But you will come back next week, we know. You will come back, cause we love you so. So let us thank Hashem, or something like it. Who will bring Shabbos back again? That's what you sing.
Nice.
I don't think anybody knows this song. I didn't think you're gonna know it.
It's definitely from Chabad.
Yeah?
I mean, we sing it, but it's not like considered a Chabad's Genigin.
Ah, of course.
But they sing it in schools here, I'm sure. That's how the girls sing it in school, the little boys sing it.
Oh.
It's a very good message.
Yes, it's nice.
You know, that's the most important thing.
My father would be in Shiel, and we would be home just finishing up the bag of potato chips or whatever. Oh. And the whole family would sit down and would sing this song.
Let's anyway. Slow one. I see how we have some more requests for MBD songs.
People are sending a request.
Oh, yeah.
That's a nice song. Who sent it in?
It's an oldie. Whoever sent it in, they know what they're talking about.
Whose brother? My brother?
Oh, wow.
Nice. Shulam, yeah, I have only one brother. On Benny's album, I didn't even know.
Oh, Benny Friedman had it on his
Bnei Achol album, I'm guessing.
He had a whole bunch of songs from like Shabbos songs, and it's on there. Wow.
You see, I realized you're wearing your hat. If I would wear such a hat, I would also wear it now. I wear a Shtramel Shabbos, and it's just.
Oh
waves.
Yeah, that's very. You gotta have a big kepel to hold that.
It's lies in the song?
Yeah, but you totally sing it in a different color because of the Havura and you.
Thank you so much.
Pours out like this.
MBD sings it, or it's his composition?
I don't know.
The difference.
I don't know who composed this one. Whoever knows, please put it down here.
Send in.
I want to hear the high part again. Another request for another MBD, you know this one, Troika Sunov. Oh yeah.
From the time, it's a good song. Mi pii mari vovusu, via pekia sam, via pekia sam. Go boy go liso Peroikia. You sing, Fitch? Ever?
I sing along.
Okay. I mi pinin marye boboso via pekia zame via pekia zame. Me go boy go boy so. Sing along everybody, YouTube, Facebook. Amen. 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 Amen.
For Shlemele, who came from?
Yo, yeah, there can't be a concert without Shlemele, right?
Yeah, that's what they
do. More than it's long. So,
בשים לאיך עולנו, בשים לאיך עולנו, כי מחכים אנחנו לא.
Really, the way you sing, you really give it all you got.
Thank you.
And you have a big voice to hold it. It's like, you know, Chabad, we say it's there's Olam HaToyu and Olam HaTikun. So you have Kelim of Tikun, but you have Oiris the Toyu. Toyu is an Olam with a lot of Oiris. It means that, like, what would be a good example? Like a lot of talent, a lot of neshama. And you have the keli for it, is the voice, to be able to actually, you know, to hold all of this and to bring it out.
To translate. So that's
a big thing, because a lot of people have a great talent and you know, a lot of neshama, but they don't, you know, the gashmi is to take it out there.
I appreciate
it's a real matana
so nice
to have
to
both. It's a great balance, you know.
People are afraid to come over and give a compliment and say something nice. They're just, he needs my compliment. I always tell people, why shouldn't I need your compliment? I was with a lot of big stars. I'm not going to mention any names, like the biggest. And I told them they're good, and they loved it, because why shouldn't they love it? Why shouldn't they? They're humans, like I'm human like everybody else. And if you go with your person, you tell them,
everybody
I like
needs
your smile,
a good
I like your dress, I like what you're wearing. So I the same. If you tell me that I sing good, I really appreciate it.
That's,
you know,
amazing.
I don't think it's for granted.
Yeah. You know? It's called well-balanced, you know. For shidduchim, people always ask, I want someone that's well-balanced. A singer also has to be well-balanced. You have to have the neshama, you have to have the heart, you have to have the voice, you have to have the talent. And there's a certain amount of ego you also need.
No. It's not ego. You have to have a certain kind of confidence in what you do, or else you can't be in this business.
You have to
be
a leader. You have to be,
exactly,
you know,
go
a go-getter.
Out there and do your thing. Because if people see weakness, people see you're not confident, they don't like you anymore. They want to see somebody.
Yeah, this is a message for all the singers out there.
Confidence.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
And don't be afraid to make a mistake. I'm definitely not afraid. I make a lot of mistakes here.
I thought by Koi Omar Hashem, I started singing. I thought, oh, we're maybe going to have to kick it down a notch. But, you know, I think if we're going to have to do it, we'll go slow. We'll go lower.
Okay.
No big deal.
If we want, we could do it again now on a lower key. We're on to the next. People like MBD here, so we're going to do another one. But this one is a little bit faster. Onemelech.
Onemelech.
Yeah, so let's get to it.
Also, I'm having a hard time. I usually sing the Charei Deshavura, the Chassidish, you know.
And we like that here.
I say good,
no,
but
no, we like that.
When I sing like, Ameich, Ameich, Divichar, I channel Motcha a little bit, so it's Ameich.
Yeah.
And all the other things. Maybe, so Onemelech, I think you even saw, but which song was it earlier we did? Lechoy was it? Yimali. I would say Yimali, but I think Avremu sings Yimalu. Because he has the other Avara. So I'm having a hard time, just bear with me.
But even MBD, sometimes he changes, because he sings that song, Eji Yeshvu.
Ooh, yeah, it's not Yimali.
I think because it's a nicer vowel.
Yeah.
It's one of the vowels that he actually is
exactly
king on, this vowel.
It's not just him, it's even the Chazonas. You're never going to hear a Chazon say, V'hirachim, Rachum. But Chazonas, they could get away with it. Even if you're a Chassidish guy, you can get away with singing the mainstream Havura.
That's interesting. Yeah. And some of them are makbid to sing it on that Havura. They get offended
easier.
Sometimes.
It's easier. So anyways, Ono Melech, I would sing Ono Melech Malchai Hamlochim, but I heard it from Motchen. I sing it so much in his way. Ono Melech Malchai, so I just got comfortable.
So, and it's also Mevigula because Ha'imer Dava B'Shem Imrei.
Oh, Mevigula
Olam. So, even though I like the Havure, you know, that you're singing with, but since Ma'atche sings like this, Mevigula Olam. Mevigila Olam.
So, Mevigila Olam. Now we learn something also. Here we go.
Ayon no melech malchei amelochi. Ayon no melech malchei amelochi. Zahavel malochecho malachke. Shoris v'shosei Ayon no melech malchei amelochi. Ayon no melech malchei amelochi. Zahavel malochecho malachke. Shoris v'shosei v'shosei Eliyo.
Shabbos. You know, as a singer, especially, you appreciate Shabbos. Actually, a lot of the singers that I approached, they don't want to do anything Matzei Shabbos. They don't want to work. They don't want to, you know.
Yeah, it's family time. You know, but like I said before, it's Matzei Shabbos. Like, I heard once a good word. It says, "Mishaturich be'erev Shabbos, yoichel be'Shabbos." And then somebody says, "Misha yoichel be'Shabbos, turich be'Matzei Shabbos."
It's funny, but the truth is usually the husband is the one working Matzei Shabbos. Don't ask how I got to sit here and do these things. But if not, I would have to do the dishes, you know? There's stuff to do in the house. But when Shabbos comes early, there's usually time for everything. We have time to do the Shabbos life, to do it, to help out in the house, to do everything. So, and a lot of people are watching this show right now. A lot of chevre, guys especially, because their wives went probably for the kinos. So the husbands are home watching the kids.
So most of the people tuning in are from Crown Heights, I take it.
I wouldn't say most, but Crown Heights thinks that they're the most. So let's let them think that that's the situation. But we appreciate very much Crown Heights. And I'm from Crown Heights, and I love to be here.
It's geschmack of people, you know. I listen to Benny, I listen to Avremel, and they have such something else when they sing. You know, they have.
Yeah, it's a certain chayis that we have.
Valdikite. So I love the Chabadska people. It's, you know, it's nice. I sound like Trump now. I love the Chabads.
But you know, Trump also needs a good compliment once in a while.
You're a Trump fan? You're Trump
I don't know, but I'm afraid to say.
Yes, I'm also afraid to say, but. So when I got the call if we can do this Kumsitz thing,
yeah.
And I checked it up, I couldn't pronounce it. It's Fitch or whatever, and then your wife said it's Fitcher.
Yeah.
I never heard the name Fitcher. I like it. I heard Itcher, I heard Mitch, but Fitcher, I like it.
You probably never heard it, especially in combined with Ben Shimon. Ben Shimon is a Sfardi name.
Okay.
My real name is Yosef Yitzchak. But as a rare, you know, when I was a little baby, my mother, I was too small to be able to be called Yosef Yitzchak. So
that's still a big name.
So yeah, one grandmother gave the name Fitche one day, and this name stayed. And I have many different versions of this name: Fitche, Fitchi, Fitchke.
So on the Talos battle, what does it say, Yosef Yitzchak?
Yeah.
And they call you up.
But it says Ben Shimon.
You're
I don't know, but a lot of times they think it's Ben Shimon, so they say Yamoid Yosef Yitzchak Ben Shimon. My father's name is Avrom. Reb Avrom.
Reb.
So it's actually very interesting. But people don't know my first name.
Now they know. Yosef
now they know. It's Yosef Yitzchak.
But we like Fitcher. I think Fitcher is very pop. Yeah, it pops.
More Heimish.
It's Fitcher. Come here, Fitcher.
Yeah, yeah. And my other grandmother, my father's mother, she's Sfardi, and even she likes the name Fitcher, even though she's Moroccan. Okay, we're going to see if we have any other requests before we close up. Yeah, we could sing a song or two for... you know, in honor of Chavishvat, let's do a Chabatzke Nigin. It's actually called the Chabatzke Nigin. It's interesting how it got this name.
Which song are you talking about?
The Chabatzke Nigin.
Are we talking about the Chabatzke song?
Yeah, and it's one song that became famous. It's already a few years. And, and everybody's going crazy about this song, even though it's already a few years that it was made popular.
Yeah. All right.
But here we go. We're going to take it on a G minor.
Hum ba da dum ba da dum bum bum. We're talking about that one.
Na 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 na. think this is a wrap.
That's a wrap.
I want to thank again all the websites and the listeners. Hold on a second. We have some comments. Some people want to know, what was your mother's connection to Chabad?
My grandparents were Chabad in Australia.
Goodness.
Yeah, she grew up in Australia. Yeah, I'm from Monroe, so people are confused because my English is not so bad as a Monroe guy. It's much better. I'm not proud of it, but it's better than the average Monroe guy. So because my mother would at home she would talk English, only English. And so yeah, she grew up in Australia, and there was a Chabad school, Bais Yaakov. That's where she went.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So why don't you get a hat like this? It's, you know, it's a lot cheaper than the other.
I don't know. I want to fit. And I'll tell you, my father, as a bocher, he was in Baba Yeshiva, and they wear a hat. It's called a biberit, like a nice biberit. And my father moved to Monroe, so we were in Monroe, and the people in my class would wear a different kind of hat. And I didn't want to be different. I wanted to wear the hat. Exactly. But in the end, I changed it. When I got 17, 18, I put on the hoich, biberet, whatever. It's a beautiful hat. So I actually changed. My father wanted me to wear the one I'm wearing now. But I was smart. I told him, no, I'm not going to change. I don't want to be made fun of, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know today in school in general, sometimes kids could be really tough on each other.
Bullies, right?
Yeah. Your parents got to look out for that. Wow, let's see if we got anything else.
Can I see the questions? Let me see what we're going to answer. Okay. Mazay, do you used to sing Matsushabas? That's what it is. We're going to do it now? Just answer questions. Okay.
I actually done a few weddings for Bavavar, and yeah, we end up doing that song.
Yeah. Over and under, yeah.
That's what they call it, over and under. Because the dance is over and over.
What's the story behind this Yiddish song, Longing? It's no big story. We sat in the studio, and Moshe Laffer was there. Moshe Laffer, the big composer. People don't know that he's a composer. People just know him as an arranger. He made a lot of songs. He made Vaho, Ho Yulim Shisui, Det Samchem Samchem. A lot of Haimishah.
And a lot of songs that people already made, he makes the intro for this.
Yes, he makes the intro.
He's amazing with good intros.
That's also his. Anyway, so we were sitting with him. It's very funny. I'm sitting and talking and holding a mic. You should have one of these, you know, what all the other guys have.
One week, we're going
to.
Every week we advance, we get something else.
Anyway, so we were sitting there, and he said that when he grew up, his father had brought home, like, they sang a song from the. From the Zweite Weltmachum, it went something like Demelzedzan Meniche, Demelzedzan Simche, Oy Menichu, Oy Vesimchu, Oy La Yehidim. That's what he had, Mekibul, from his father. And actually, people came over to me telling me that by them at home, they would also sing this song, and they recognized it. Like, it's a real, it's not just made up. Anyway, so he had this Tenila, and he created a song around it. It made perfect sense. And I had a good friend of mine, Velvo Feldman. He's a batchen. He does graman, poetry. And he wrote me the lyrics. So that's the whole thing behind Longing. Wow. Yeah, it's a very positive message. And it's also like a little bit of a warning. Like, don't make yourself comfortable in this galus. Because when Mashiach is going to come, we're going to have the real deal. We're going to have everything what we need. And demut zedzan manicha. Demut zedzan simcha.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice.
You Matzah Shabbos, you're more a pizza guy or a sushi guy?
That's interesting. We actually ordered sushi for you.
You ordered sushi for
yeah,
me?
Yeah, after the show. It's one thing, you know, at least you came here all the way. Ah. So, yeah, you're going to taste Crown Heights pizza. Crown Heights sushi also, nice sushi. It's really, really it's good. The only thing is, after you eat the sushi here, it's going to be really hard to eat sushi anywhere
yeah,
else.
Yeah, it's that good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so many requests. Just know that sometimes I don't get the request, like, it's not possible to do all of them, so sometimes I look at the request and I do it the next week or the week after.
But you do this every week? You have this or once a
yeah, month? We do this every week. And again, to thank the websites and the viewers on the websites of COL, COL Live, they're doing an amazing job in general. Vasis Nais, keep on doing what you're doing, Yeshiva World. Gruntig, Matzedakam, Jewish tidbits, and in Israel, Kikara Shabbat. And OnlySimchas.com. Continue doing OnlySimchas.com. It's amazing. OnlySimchas, what a name. Okay. Well, let's do one more slow song.
One more anything slow song, and then we're going to wrap
mind.
It up?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Surprise me.
Huh? Let's see.
We want to do an old song, or more upbeat, a slow. We want to do a slow, you said.
Yeah, something with hearts, because I know you. The truth is, you have such a good energy, you know? That's why people, when they see energy of a singer, by the way, that's really what tops everything.
You think energy translates through a video? You have to be in the room.
It's true, but also, like when you're singing at a wedding or whenever, and I see, you could see, I just watch your videos, I didn't see you live at the wedding.
Right.
But I see your whole neshama, your whole body is like totally into it. And that's
the kishkes.
That's what makes everybody dance. That's what, at the end of the day, that's what people get excited about.
Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem.
But in the slow songs, it's important. That's when you have to, you know, gisareis the neshama.
You know Shari Demois from Pinky Weber, Yidu Werdiger?
Sure. Shari Demois, I know.
You want to do Freeds? We can do Freeds too.
Yeah. And you know even the chazunis.
No chazonas tonight. No chazonas. I'm sorry.
Okay.
No, the truth is, I don't really know it. I don't
mean
it.
Okay, we'll help.
It's good. Shetosim demoiseinu. Never did it yet. Whatever.
We don't want to have it the first time. Maybe you do. You know, it's a challenge. Keep liking. Show me your love. Show Shmuley how much you love this heart, this voice. Gave this song a lot of color.
I do this song on weddings a lot, and one time somebody came over to me and said, "Sharei demois lo in an ali."
Ah, demois, the money, demois.
So it's a gitte woch and a freilige woch and a panuse
woch. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Tis gorta ze kai chevre a gitte woch.